With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Last Friday, Republican Senator Steve Daines hosted China's Ambassador Zuiting Cai at a ranch near Belgrade. The two were there to talk beef. In June, China lifted a 14-year-old ban on U.S. beef imports. But opening that door was only the first step. Surrounded by a gaggle of press, Ambassador Zui looks like he just got off the set of City Slickers. He's wearing a brand new black cowboy hat, stiff brown boots, and a big silver belt buckle. The outfit was handpicked by Daines, who is now patting the ambassador on the back.
Oh, he is the star right here. This is our new Montana cowboy here.
Thank you.
The two are here at the Morgan Ranch near Belgrade to talk beef. China is the world's second largest beef importer, and in an effort to make sure Montana ranchers benefit from the reopening of the Chinese market, Senator Daines invited the Chinese delegation here for meetings and a whirlwind tour of the state, including a Montana-themed dinner at the senator's house and a trip to Yellowstone. But right now, it's time for business.
Okay, does everyone want to take their seats?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Members of the Chinese delegation, along with representatives from Montana's grain and cattle associations, all take their seats at a round table. Daines cracks open a cold can of Diet Coke, and the meeting begins.
I just heard the good news that I think 16 tons of American beef showed up by sea in China on September 1st. It's the first by sea shipment now, so we're actually starting to see the U.S. beef heading into China.
In 2003, the Chinese banned U.S. beef because of a single case of mad cow disease in Washington state. And now that the market's back open, Americans have to figure out how to actually sell their product. They face stiff competition from cheaper and more abundant Australian and Brazilian beef. Fred Wacker is a rancher and vice president of the Montana Stock Growers Association.
We cannot be the lowest priced red meat protein, and that's going to be sent into China, but we will be the best.
Ambassador Zui says American beef is considered an expensive delicacy there.
For instance, when people are dating each other, I think the boys would show their love to the girls if they could invite the girls to have some American beef. And also for weddings.
China's Minister for Economic and Commercial Affairs, Zhu Hong, says if Montana wants to sell more beef in his country, they need to focus on branding.
I give you an example, because the so-called Shenhu Niurou, Kobe beef, enjoy very high reputation in China. But this is not easy for them to earn such a reputation.
That's right.
Then Ambassador Zui chimes in.
Yeah, the Japanese, they have made it a legend. They have put a lot of myths in it.
Yes, stories.
And Montana, they say, could do the same. Daines agrees.
When the Chinese hear about the West, the cowboy, the pure air, the pure water, you think of Montana, Yellowstone Park and Glacier Park, and that's something that can help brand something there for that Chinese consumer.
Rancher Fred Wacker suggests a taste test tour of China featuring U.S. and Montana beef. He also asks if the Chinese would be willing to invest in a processing plant here in Montana. Chinese companies have already invested millions of dollars in the state, and the Japanese own most of the grain elevators here. That's according to the Chinese delegation and the Montana grain growers, respectively. A brand new processing plant, Wacker says, would allow Montana ranchers to keep their cattle here in the state instead of sending them to feedlots in Nebraska. Here's Wacker and then Ambassador Zui.
Do you feel you would have interest in partnering with us in the United States on a first-class processing plant?
Maybe when export of Montana beef to China is more or less stabilized and channels are established, we could find your main buyers in China. Mm-hmm. The Chinese companies that import a lot of Montana beef. So they are going to be your main buyer. And maybe with the help of some Chinese banks like Bank of China in New York, they could invest in the infrastructure here.
The Chinese delegation says their country is the fastest growing exporter of Montana goods. And the two groups talk briefly about how to sell more Montana grain, malted barley, and maybe even beer in China. Then the roundtable adjourns, and the ambassador and Senator Daines take questions from a mix of local and Chinese reporters. I asked the ambassador what would happen if there was another case of mad cow disease here in the United States. Would we see another multi-year ban?
On the technical side, I think we have addressed this issue quite effectively. That's why China is resuming its import of American beef.
Later Friday evening, Daines hosted the Chinese delegation at his house for dinner. The menu, which was curated by the senator, featured Montana bread, Montana beer, and Montana beef. In Belgrade, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.